Now, I'm delighted to welcome to the programme Chairman of the Atlantic Youth Trust, Enda O'Kinnean. Enda, you're very welcome to the programme.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning to you too. Now, we're going to be talking about you're looking to get hold of a new tall ship. And before we do that, as I say, we're going to be talking about the replacement of the Yaskar 2 sailing ship, which went down in the Bay of Biscay on September the 11th, 2008. And God, there's that date again, September the 11th. But before we do, you've sailed on the Yaskar. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what you got from your experience?
Sure. You know, when I was a kid, I was in trouble. One could argue I'm still in trouble.
Yes.
And I got the opportunity to go away on the original Asgard. You know, coming from the west of Ireland, I really never had the opportunity to go out on the ocean in that way. And it actually changed my life. You know, it wasn't a particularly long voyage, but it opened up just massive new opportunities on the Asgard. So, you know, when we lost the boat, it was in the middle of a sort of a downturn. And the ship was kind of, it was very well run, and, you know, shit happens, you know, cars crash, houses burn down, and you rebuild. But it just came at a bad time, and the government kept the insurance money because it was a government project.
Okay.
There used to be funding that came from the National Lottery, so that was chopped. So what we've sort of done is we've brought together, this is the Atlantic Youth Trust. Now, there's some great work done. You know, people like Sail Training Ireland have been placing kids on vessels, but we really need our own sort of tall ship for the island of Ireland. And most other European countries have one. In fact, all European countries do, and even ones with no ocean. So Ireland, you know, we live on an island in the North Atlantic, and with the loss of Asgard, you know, there's been a downturn in, and you know, people following careers at sea. It was an introduction, but it's not just about careers at sea. It's really about youth development. It's not really so much sail training. It's taking kids out of their boundaries, and it just really works. And you know, it worked for me. So it's quite an exciting project. We're working on it, as it were.
As you go along. Now, the new tall ship, I understand that that's in Sweden at the moment. Is that correct?
Well, yeah.
And
what we did was, we did two things. We did two things. There's what you would call the organizational software, how a youth development maritime organization is run. And then there's the second part is the hardware. So I'll get to the hardware at the moment, which is the ship we've identified in Sweden. But it's probably more important is the software. We looked around the world. We used the opportunity, I guess. We used the opportunity to say, well, look, we don't have our own boat. Now, who does this best in the world? And we brought a group together, and we put a seed fund in place. And we looked at how they do it in Norway, Sweden, and Denmark, France, and Spain, and indeed the United States. And it works. It just works very well with youth and kids to take them away on a boat. And we like the New Zealand model best. And if you trace the center of the success of the maritime in New Zealand, it was attributed to this particular model in New Zealand. So we built out a very powerful plan. People like EY and CHL Consulting, they developed the Titanic project from scratch in Belfast. So a lot of really very good people gave time. So we've created what we think is a world-class maritime youth development model for the island of Ireland, north and south. And it's very well thought out. So that's the software, if you like. And then we said, well, look, do we build a new ship, which was kind of our original thinking, fit for purpose? But of course, that takes a lot of time, the lead-in, and it just so happens, you know, it just works very well on tall ships.
Yeah.
So we looked at several boats. We flew out to the Bahamas, and there was one there, a boat called the Mystic, Tree Masters. And then we looked at this one in Sweden, which we thought was ideal, but we lost the opportunity to buy it. She was sold and we thought she was sold. And then, of course, COVID struck.
Yes.
Yeah. Everything has been in kind of limbo for everything's been in limbo for years. So we discovered that this boat was back on the market, available. So now we're quite excited coming out of COVID. This would be a dividend for youth, as it were. And we're just trying to persuade the government, look, this is a new money. We have private sector support. We just need to reinstate the support that used to come from the National Lottery Fund to Asgard. Nothing more. And this boat will actually take more trainees. It'll give a lot more value. And we've built a very powerful business case. The Nautical College in Cork, they really need it. We have a Nautical College which doesn't have this seagoing capacity. Marine Research Institute, the universities, the human sciences. It's really the ocean-going part of a lot of shore-based youth work organizations. So we're very excited by it, and hence we're talking about it, and we've got a big drive now to get this up and running for 2022. And you know, thanks everybody for your interest in listening.
Yeah. So you're actually looking for it's the money from the National Lottery to be reinstated, and that was around, if I'm not mistaken, around 950,000. Is that correct?
Yeah. And we'll actually take more trainees.
Yeah.
And the state, and also what's unique here is a lot of, you know, philanthropic private individuals have come together and said they will support this.
Yeah.
So it's a partnership, and you know, the state, I think, you know, the particularly our Taoiseach Micheál Martin and particularly Minister Simon Coveney, and some of the other ministers, I think they understand it, and there's a lot of goodwill towards the project. It's just now to make it all gel together,
to make it happen
in terms of, you know, it's a youth dividend coming out of COVID. So we're working on that, and we're hoping to get that over the line. And we've got and it's also, and this is a very interesting part, it's been included in the Shared Island Initiative, because we have a long connection with Northern Ireland and youth development in Northern Ireland. And there was the former Ocean Youth Trust in Northern Ireland, and the people involved in that have teamed up with people like myself, who was a director of Cushton Asgard. So it's a north-south project. So it's in the Shared Island unit, and it really works well in terms of rehabilitation and bringing kids together. And as I said, the Atlantic Youth Trust, it's brought together best practice globally, and it wants to work with, you know, existing organizations, the Irish Sailing Association, who do great work, and obviously Sail Training Ireland, who place kids in other vessels. And then there's the various Sailing Into Wellness and Kinsale, who do extraordinary work there, and likewise in Northern Ireland. So the Atlantic Youth Trust is kind of a catalyst, and the ship, it's big, it's decent, it's a fantastic, it's very, very beautiful, very, very elegant, and very well built, and in very good shape. Yeah. So we're kind of quite excited by it.
Brilliant. I can see that it's
trying to just build some support.
Yeah, I can see that it's much bigger than the Asgard, if that's the right pronunciation or correction, it's 164 feet. Now, can you explain this to somebody who doesn't know anything about ships? It says here that it's a 164-foot tradewind schooner. Explain that to me.
Well, you know, in boats, there's lots of configurations. So a sloop might be a ship with one mast. A ketch might be a ship with two masts. A yawl might be a ship with two masts, but the aft mast is aft of the rudder post. There's all sorts of categorizations. So this is what they call a topsail schooner. It has three masts, and it has a yardarm, and it's just a nautical description. You know, like in the West Coast in Galway, we have the lavage, which is half a barge. We have the glowchug, Irish for pretty, which is a small hooker. And then we have the larger hookers, the Galway hookers. So like every kind of area, there's different terminology.
There's different terminology.
So a topsail schooner, she's a very beautiful and elegant three-master ship. She's a ship, really.
Yeah, and you're going to rename it Grace O'Malley, is that correct?
Yeah. Look at, you know, Asgard has a great history, but it was linked with gun running and north-south, and I think we've moved on from that.
Yeah.
And we have a close link with the O'Malley family globally. There's a couple of castles in Mayo, and it's a lovely link with Mayo. And Grace O'Malley was famous. She controlled basically the west coast of Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
She's the self-styled kind of pirate queen, an extraordinary, relatively recent mythology and history. So an extraordinary personality, and she was a woman in what was then quite a man's world, and
yes.
she ruled the waves, as it were.
She did.
So we think the Grace O'Malley, I mean, the Asgard link is great, and there's great connectivity there, but we think that would be an appropriate name.
It wouldn't be.
I
was out on Clue Bay there only 3 weeks ago, sailing. Yeah. Well, I wasn't sailing. It was one of these tour boats, but that was her country.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I think there's a fabulous story around that, and Grace O'Malley sailed from the west coast of Ireland. She was having a row with the local British establishment, and she wasn't getting on. And she sailed up the Thames and met Queen Elizabeth I.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be our hope when we get the ship to reenact that.
Oh, brilliant!
With a modern day. Grace O'Malley, if you like. So,
yeah.
So there's lots of stories and legends, facts and myths, and Anne Chambers has written an incredible book on Grace O'Malley, the history and stories. So I think it's a very appropriate name, but really it's about youth development. It's a COVID dividend. We really need to get the kids away from their laptops.
Indeed.
And it's a cross-section. It's kids who wouldn't normally get the opportunity, kids at risk. And also, well-to-do kids, they'll pay the full amount, and then the kids who can't afford it would be subsidised. So we've created quite a unique model, so it's not just a physical boat, it's really how you run it.
Indeed. So as you said at the beginning there, when you had a little bit of butter, you ended up on the Asgard too, and it was the best thing that could have ever happened to you. So you just want...
it got me out of trouble. You could argue I'm still in trouble. And I just want to put something back. This is totally voluntary.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm involved in business and I do other stuff, but this is a totally voluntary, and there's a huge amount of goodwill surrounding. I mean, it's phenomenal, the amount of goodwill right around the country.
Yeah.
And we just have to mobilise that and into that little ingredient called money.
Excellent. Well, if people want to get involved in financial way or anything like that, is there a way of doing it, a website or anything like that?
Yeah, AtlanticYouthTrust.org.
AtlanticYouthTrust.org.
Yeah.
Okay.
Send an email, Daniela@AtlanticYouthTrust.org, Daniela@AtlanticYouthTrust.org. You know, we're trying to build up a base of supporters. We don't have a very sophisticated social media presence. We're just really focused on getting the project up and running,
mm-hmm.
to get the core kind of support in place. But it would be Daniela@AtlanticYouthTrust.org. And, if you could email in, we're building a support base for what we're doing. And anybody who's listening, if you could spread the word. And we look forward to fair winds in 2022 as we get out of this mad COVID stuff. So
lovely.
Thanks very much indeed.
You're very welcome, and thank you for taking the time to talk to us this morning. Thank you very much.
Okay.
There
Take
you
care.
Go, folks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And there you go. And as I say, if you want to get involved there, as Enda said, just look them up there online and see what you can do. It's a brilliant, brilliant idea. And you know what? It's as he said there, as Enda said there, as we come out of this COVID and we all want to do things different, that is the thing you want to do out on the sea. Now, a bit of we have a bit of appropriate music, I've been told. Near FM 90.3.